I was diagnosed 4 days after being elected mayor. In fact, about 12 hours after I was told that I was officially a mayor, told one night, Tuesday night, and then early the next morning diagnosed with breast cancer. So it really does force you to look at life differently and, I guess, brush your shoulders off and brush the small things off you. I really don't think I let the small things bother me as much as I perhaps did. Life's in a different kind of perspective now, and every day is a new opportunity. And yes, I feel very blessed. Not that I think about breast cancer 99% of the time now. It's really only if someone comments on my now curly hair or asks how I'm doing that I think about it. Most of the time, it just doesn't even come into my thinking. I'm just getting on with life.
Can you describe that moment when you're told you have breast cancer, what it's like?
From the day I went in for that call back, no one gave me false hope. And I can still remember the woman who did the ultrasound looked at me and she said, "We've got a suspicious lump here." And I looked at her and I said, "Just tell me straight." And she said, "Yep, you're like me. You want to know this fact by fact." And I can remember sitting on the edge of the bed with my hands by my sides, gripping the edge of the bed. And she told me, "Yes, this looks like something we need to be concerned about." And she left the room for a brief moment, and I sat there alone, and I can still almost see myself from the corner of the room in shock. But it was factual. I didn't shed a tear. But as I was leaving breast screen, and the women there are just brilliant, a woman looked at me and she said, at the door, she said, "Are you okay, Jenny?" And at that stage, I burst into tears and I said, "No." She gave me a hug. I walked across the road and got in the car and put the key in the ignition. And of course, the radio came on. And I was listening to Richard Feidler's Conversations. And I don't know who he was talking to on that day, but the man was asked, "And how did you cope with that?" And he said, "I just told myself, get on with it." And that was like, that became my mantra, just get on with it. So every time things were rough or tough, I would say to myself, just get on with it. So that's how I coped with that day. And I went home, had to wait for a little while for my husband to come home. He was coming home anyway. I didn't phone him. And he came home and we sat at the kitchen table and talked and both cried a bit. But then I just got on with it. So I don't think I'm any more special than anyone else, but that was my coping mechanism, and having a great job to do, I knew how I wanted to get on with it.
Do you still use that slogan?
Yes, I do. I do. Just get on with it. It's a bit like the just do it or the others, but yeah, it just became just get on with it. Tough things, you know, and hard things, painful things, just get on with it. Things that have to be done.
If you don't mind me asking, you've lost one of your breasts?
Yes, yes. Yep.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. I've lost a breast and I've lost all the lymph nodes under one arm, my left arm. I'm still numb from under my arm and across to the middle of my chest, and I'm numb down the inside of my arm, almost to my elbow. But unless I think about that, I just slip my breast form, my prosthesis. I haven't got a special name for it. It sits beside my bed. I slip it into my bra in the morning and go off, and I don't think about it. So my breasts had done their job. I'd breastfed 2 kids. They're now in their late 20s. And I breastfed 2 kids each for 2 years. I don't think my sexuality or my body image or my belief in myself is tied up with my breasts. So, you know, if it saves a life to have a breast off, just do it.
Just get on with it.
Yeah, just get on with it. That's right.
Jenny, I have heard a funny story about you and your prosthetic breast. Would you like to?
Oh, look, I used to walk in the mornings, get up early at 6 o'clock and go for a walk. But I'd been walking a lot, of course, in the campaign because I was door knocking, you know, every spare minute. But after I was diagnosed, of course, I was going into surgery and then chemotherapy and lots of treatment. So I hadn't walked for ages. And part of me was always also feeling that I didn't want to walk with my wig on when my hair all fell off, but I didn't really want to walk bald either. So I guess I was looking at all sorts of excuses why I wasn't walking. But I made the determination that, okay, this was the day I was going to get stuck into walking. And I got out of bed and got dressed, and I had the Relay for Life long sleeve white t-shirt on. Women will really relate to this because it was a cold morning, and if you're like me and you go out walking on a cold morning, your nipples tend to stick out. So I got up the street, and I've got a steep hill from my house, and I got up the street and there was a man walking towards me, and he looked and he suddenly looked the other way. He turned his head and I thought, oh, look, some people are just, you know, not very social in the morning. And I kept on walking, and then I looked down and realised while I had my bra on, I hadn't put my prosthesis in. So I had one breast with nipple, as someone said, headlights are on, as some women say, but I didn't have the other one on. And I thought, now do I turn round, go back, to get the breast, in which case I won't go walking, or do I make do? So on the footpath up ahead was a cluster of clistamen dried leaves, just that had fallen off a branch, sort of a small branch. So I picked it up, broke off the stem, wrapped it in a hanky and shoved it in my breast, in my bra. And that made me feel all right. And so I told that story at breast cancer morning tea and it got a bit of a laugh. But the part I didn't tell was that although I'm numb, it was a bit prickly in parts. So I got up a bit further and I found, this sounds gross, I know, I found a long length of plastic, I suppose it was about a metre long, that someone had been mixing glue on. So it had like white, like Aquette here or something from one of those big guns that people fill cracks with. So I thought that might be a bit softer and give a better shape. So I threw out the branch bit and wrapped that up in my hanky and shoved that inside. Then I was fine. But I haven't forgotten it since.
I understand your slogan of just get on with it, and you would have to be tough and resilient, but it must also be wearing.
For some people, it's much more difficult than others. For me, the worst period, post-operation, you know, when you just got the physical dealing with, I'd never even had a general anaesthetic before, never had stitches before, anything, so that was all new. Chemo's the worst. The feeling constantly sick. I don't want to see another bit of crystallised ginger in my life. I chewed crystallised ginger, drank ginger beer and drank ginger tea for months because it was the only thing that would stop the nausea. So the mouth ulcers, the hair loss isn't such a major thing. I had a great wig from the wig library. People thought I'd deserted the grey haired set and become a redhead because it looked so good. But chemo and the side effects of chemo are just the pits. No one likes that. And so when it's over, you realise how good it's possible to feel.
And what's the plans for Jenny Dow now?
I'll go on to continue to be mayor as best as I can, have a council that really responds to the community and does its best, not just for the community now, but for the future. I've never been a long-term goal setter, looking at what I might do for 5 or 10 years down the track. Life just unfolds, and things, and literally, you know, like something like breast cancer, you know, throws a spanner in the works anyway. So live each day as it comes. I don't know if I'll run for council again. The next election's 2012. Meanwhile, I know I have to get a better work-life balance. I work too long hours, perhaps, but I love what I do, and the lines between work and enjoyment have always been blurred, whatever I've done. So I'll just continue to do the best I can with the things I'm doing and see what unfolds.